You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business. Leading to business success. Today, we are with Dan Elliott, Managing Director of Sunbelt Southwest Business Brokers, who has managed the sale and purchase of over 500 businesses. I'm sure he knows his stuff. Dan, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. So why should you consider or one consider buying a business versus starting a business?
Well, the success rate goes up much higher. Most businesses, startup businesses, don't run out of go out of business because they ran out of ideas. They go out primarily because they run out of money. And oftentimes, buying a business with existing cash flow available to them is a good vehicle for people to not only get their own business going, but if they have ideas to expand the business, they have kind of financing kind of built in to grow their businesses.
What financing is typically available to buy a business?
It depends on the size of the transaction, but in transactions kind of under the $2 million mark, the SBA is a very good source of funding for business acquisition. You can get into a typical transaction, assuming the business qualifies and the buyer qualifies, for somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 to 25% down, kind of like a house price. And the SBA will finance typically the balance of the purchase price for 10 years. Today's rates are 6.5%. So they're very favorable terms in terms of the cost of money for small businesses, which have a difficulty raising money on conventional banking and through conventional financing. On the larger deals, you get into more options on transaction size with sub-debt and ABL loans, and more sophisticated financing is available. It's much easier to borrow $10 million than it is to borrow $1 million. That sounds crazy, but that's the way the world is today in the finance world.
How is a small business's value determined?
It's based on a couple of factors, as you might imagine, but primarily it's based on the available earnings to the buyer. You know, the level of earnings available to the buyer, and that level of earnings converts to a multiple, which converts typically to a sales price. Now, this assumes that the business doesn't own the real estate. Take a typical retail business. It's in a shopping center, and there's a landlord, and they're paying rent on that kind of business. But a small business like that in today's world, if the current owner has available to them in forms of annual profits of, let's say, roughly $60,000, $70,000 in that range, those businesses, depending on the market geographically, it may affect it some, but that business will sell for somewhere $150,000 to $200,000. And if you get back to the financing question, then if it's $200,000, if you have $40,000, you got your 20% down payment, then you borrow the $150,000 from the SBA, and presto zippo, you're in business with a cash flowing business that hopefully you can grow and pay off the debt and grow it a little. And then when it's time for you to sell it, you'll make a profit on that.
Today we are joined by Dan Elliott, Managing Director of Sunbelt Southwest Business Brokers, who has managed the sale and purchase of over 500 businesses here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Dan, why should one run their business like it's always for sale?
Well, it basically actually is. I mean, you always hear these stories about somebody gets a call, the knock on the door, where somebody wants to buy their company. And if you haven't run it so that it's going to be shown in its most favorable light at the time of the sale, what you don't want to do is say, come back to me in 2 years when I've straightened out my books and done all the things that need to be done. So running it for kind of maximizing current value will do two things for you. One, it'll have you prepared if somebody comes in and it's a perfect buyer for you, and you can get a price that makes more than ordinary sense for a transaction because the stars align for you. But it also is a way to run the business more profitably for yourself, even if you don't sell it. Oftentimes when the sellers engage us and we start looking at their business, they immediately start running it better because somebody's looking. And so you'll have the benefit of preparing it for sale. It'll probably increase your profits even if you don't sell it at that time.
And finally, what are some common mistakes business owners make that kill the value of their business?
There's four or five that we see very, very frequently. The first one that's probably the hardest to resolve but very common is an over-reliance on a very small number of customers. Some people go into business, they get one good customer and they grow with the customer, and it's great to have one customer, but one customer suddenly represents 70 or 80% of their business, and that's a very high risk proposition for a buyer. So it'll hold down the value dramatically in terms of being able to sell that business, as opposed to a business that has one, you know, the largest customer does 1% of the business, and if that customer left, there's not a lot of risk in the transaction. So customer concentration is one. I mentioned earlier, poor accounting, either deliberately poor accounting or neglectfully poor accounting, is a problem. Business owners notoriously don't like to pay taxes and manage their financial statements to minimize their taxes, and some of that is maybe more creative than it needs to be in terms of being able to understand what the true earnings power of the business is. Next is, we see very often, is improper insurance or underinsurance. A lot of times people get insurance, they go into business over 10 years, they've never changed their insurance, but suddenly they're doing three or four times the amount of revenue, and they don't have anywhere near the coverage insurance that they should have, or they should have product liability insurance and don't. But the lack of insurance can be catastrophic in certain circumstances. The other thing is not understanding the financing options. A lot of small businesses will go out and, you know, get a new copier and not read the fine print on the copier lease, but the lease, if they file a UCC-1, it ties up all the assets of the business for everything, not just the copier. And so their financing options are much more limited as they go forward because they didn't understand what the financing was that they were getting into at the start. The final one is risky employee practices. You know, the old issue of 1099 employees versus W-2 employees, hourly versus salary, and some of those things you get into with employee issues.
Certainly appreciate all that helpful information. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Sunbelt Southwest Business Brokers Online and also to be in potential contact as well?
Okay, the best way is through our website. It's sunbelttexas.com, spelled out all like one word, but if you just Google Sunbelt Texas Business Brokers, you will find us there, and our contact information is there, and our blog is sunbelttexas.com/blog, and you'll find some good information there also.
Dan, certainly appreciate your joining us today and for the helpful information and insight, and certainly wish you well in 2014.
Thanks very much, Eric, and I hope you found the information useful.
We certainly have, and we've been speaking with Dan Elliott, Managing Director of Sunbelt Southwest Business Brokers, who has managed the sale and purchase of over 500 businesses, and the website of reference once again is sunbelttexas.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience, and once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.